Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science and technology. We talk about science that changes your view of the world. Science which touches your life. And that's what Science Fantastic is all about. So in this hour, we're going to take your listener phone calls. That's right. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135. When you hear the beep, leave your name, call letters of the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe your thoughts will be heard on national radio. But before that, let me just make an announcement. And once again, thank you so much for getting a copy of my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Because of you, it went on to the New York Times bestseller list, the Amazon bestseller list, the independent bookstore's bestseller list, because of you. And again, the book is about the greatest quest in the history of science. Is there a unifying principle? Is there a paradigm? Is there a theme to this vast universe of ours? Or is it all just random and chaotic? Well, we think there is a God equation. And the question is, if there is a God equation, then what do you do if you think you have it? Well, I made an announcement on several TV programs that if you in the audience ever find the God equation, an equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long that will allow us to, quote, read the mind of God, in the words of Albert Einstein, if you ever find the God equation, then what do you do? I have a word of advice. First, tell me first. That's right. Tell me first, and then we'll publish together, and then we'll share in the Nobel Prize. Well, the question is, of course, what are the criteria for a theory of everything? Well, if you think you have it, get a sheet of paper and check to see whether or not you really have the theory of everything. First, it has to contain all of Einstein's general relativity. That's not so hard. His equation is only about an inch long. The theory of general relativity. That's the first criterion. It has to include all of Einstein's theory of gravity. Second, it has to include the standard model of subatomic particles. And here is where it gets kind of hairy. There are scores of subatomic particles, in fact, hundreds of them, and they are assembled in something that we call the standard model. It's an ugly theory. It takes a whole page to write it down. It has 36 quarks and antiquarks. It has 3 identical generations of particles. And it has 20 free parameters that you can pretty much fix by hand. And third, the theory has to be finite. That is, it has to be calculable. No infinities, no anomalies. It has to be mathematically self-consistent. And that's it. Hey, that's it. One, it has to contain relativity. 2, it has to contain the quantum theory of particles. And 3, it has to be mathematically consistent. Sounds easy, right? Well, if you think you have it, then drop me a line. I'm on the internet. I'm at mkaku.org. I'm also on Facebook. And send me a letter if you think you have the theory of everything. Okay, well, let's move right on, because in this hour, well, this is your hour. This is the time when you can ask a question or make a comment about that thing that's always been bothering you about this great universe of ours. So let's move on now and take the first listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Mike Nutter. I'm from Fairbanks, Alaska, KFAR. I had a quick question about the curiosities of the perpetual motion mission. Where's the limitations on how an energy can continue to create itself to where you end up falling short and not being able to have the energy, whether it be magnets, wind, solar, continue to create its own energy? Thank you much for your time.
Well, you ask one of the greatest questions in all of physics, and that is there a perpetual motion machine? Think about it. Kings and queens for thousands of years had to entertain ideas from their subjects claiming to have gotten energy for nothing. I mean, think about it. If you're a king, and all of a sudden somebody in your kingdom says they can extract energy for free, think of what you could do for warfare. Think of what you could do for your people. You could feed them. You could win victories because energy is for free. And so kings and queens of old have always entertained proposals for the perpetual motion machine. But, sad to say, all of them failed. Most of them were based on simple things like a chain that wraps around in a circle, like a bicycle chain, and every time it wraps around, it goes back to its original configuration with no loss of energy. Therefore, if the chain spins fast enough, perhaps you can extract energy through each revolution and thereby feed the masses, win wars, be declared as the greatest scientist who ever lived. Well, sorry about that. It turns out that every time you make a cycle in one of these perpetual motion machines, you actually lose a little bit of energy to friction, to interaction with the air because it makes sound. And as a consequence, you lose energy after every cycle. Now, the U.S. Patent Office, believe it, used to accept proposals for perpetual motion machines. But so many proposals came in that the Patent Office was spending too much time analyzing fakes. So they have a rule. And the rule is a perpetual motion machine has to have a demonstration apparatus. You have to have not just a theory of perpetual motion, but an actual device that gives you something for nothing. Well, of course, Einstein comes along and says, well, all this is a bunch of nonsense. We have the conservation of matter and the conservation of energy. And then he went even farther and said the conservation of matter and energy, that matter contains in energy, energy contains into matter, but, and here's the but, the total amount of matter and energy in the universe is a constant. In other words, there's no free lunch. So the conservation of energy is one of the great foundations for all of physics. That is, that you cannot get something for nothing. Energy is not for free. Now, of course, some people have talked about free energy. Free energy, in fact, Nikola Tesla even talked about free energy. Unfortunately, he didn't have a demonstration model for it. He just talked about it. Free energy is you extract energy from the vacuum. That is literally something from nothing. Well, it turns out that that is partially true. There is something called zero-point energy. Now, why is that? Because of the uncertainty principle. The Heisenberg uncertainty principle says everything is slightly uncertain. You don't know for certain exactly what the state of an electron is. And as a consequence, even nothingness, even the pure vacuum of empty space, is teeming with what are called virtual particles. And yes, you can extract a little bit of energy from it. It's called the Casimir effect, but what's the catch? There's always a catch someplace, right? The catch is the Casimir energy, also called the zero-point energy, is real, but it is extremely small. It is so tiny that even an ant could create more energy than the Casimir effect. So sorry about that. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of the world that we live in. This is Dr. Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can get right to us. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from. And hey, maybe your thoughts will be heard on over 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Okay, let's move right along because this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can ask a question or make a comment. So let's take the next listener phone call.
My name is Pam. I am 9 years old. I'm from Blacksburg, Virginia. I listen to your show every week from Apple Podcasts. In Dr. Seuss TV show, the doctor traveled to a parallel universe. I want to know, why do we have a parallel universe? And how can I travel into one? And will a parallel universe be more civilized than ours? Thank you.
Well, you have some cutting-edge questions. First of all, when I was 8 years old, I wish there was a Science Fantastic radio program for me to listen to back then. Back then, when I was 8 years old, there was nothing. And at that point, Einstein died. Everyone was talking about it. The fact that he couldn't finish. He couldn't finish his greatest work. But I had no one to talk to. No one to ask what was so difficult that Einstein could not finish this theory. Well, today we know that it was the God equation, the theory of everything, an equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long, to quote, read the mind of God. Well, that's what I would have wanted to ask him when I was 8 years old. But you ask a different question about parallel universes. First of all, the first example of a parallel universe in the literature is Alice and Wonderland through the Looking Glass and Alice in Wonderland. It turns out that Charles Dodgson, the writer of the series Alice in Wonderland, was really Lewis Carroll. And Lewis Carroll actually was a pseudonym because he was a professional mathematician at Cambridge University, and it would be beneath him to write a children's book as a professor of math at Oxford University. But anyway, the Looking Glass is a parallel universe gateway. It connects two universes together. So think of two sheets of paper, each one parallel to the other, and stick a pencil through both of them. The pencil acts like a gateway. You spend all your life on one sheet of paper, and then one day you magically fall into this hole, and you are whisked to this other parallel universe. The first person to identify this concept was Albert Einstein. In 1935, he took two black holes, stuck them together, and created the world's first mathematically consistent wormhole. Since then, Stephen Hawking, the great cosmologist, has tried to calculate how stable they are. That is, they are in fact solutions of Einstein's equations, but can you go through them? Will they tighten up? Will they cut you in half when you're halfway through the wormhole? And Hawking's final conclusion was that yes, these objects do seem to be real, but the energy necessary to create them is on the order of a black hole. So in other words, this is not going to happen anytime soon. You would have to meet, perhaps, an alien civilization far beyond the capabilities of our civilization before you can create a gateway between universes. So to summarize, are they solutions of Einstein's equations? Yes. Are they stable? Well, perhaps Stephen Hawking looked at that. He was skeptical whether you can build a wormhole through time, but he thought that space, yes, it may be possible to go faster than the speed of light. But the catch is, you would have to be perhaps a type 3 civilization to harness that energy. That energy is called the Planck energy, 10 to the 19 billion electron volts. That is a quadrillion times more powerful than any machine that we can muster here on the planet Earth. But, hey, maybe aliens in outer space have already mastered the Planck energy, in which case, for them, it's child's play to bend the fabric of space and time into a pretzel. So to summarize your question, do they exist? Maybe. Are they consistent with the laws of physics? Well, so far, yes. But do we expect to create one in our laboratory or our basement? No. Sorry about that. We're talking about perhaps a very advanced civilization that has already mastered space and time and the Planck energy to drill a hole through space and time. Okay, well, let's move right along and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. This is Michael calling from the Gulf of California in Mexico. We listen to Science Fantastic on the Internet every Saturday here. Would you please explain the quantum tunneling effect and how the tunnel diode can create negative resistance in electronic circuits? Thank you. Bye.
Right. Well, quantum tunneling goes to the very heart of the quantum principle. Quantum mechanics says that even things that are very, very unlikely or downright impossible can actually happen. There's a finite probability that we can make a transition to something that is considered impossible, but can actually happen. Now, at the atomic level, electrons do this all the time. Electrons can go right through a brick wall. In fact, that's why we have resistors, transistors, diodes, and all the electronics that you see in your radio or television or internet connection. So, in other words, at the atomic level, electrons can go right through a tunnel, right through a wall. Now, you might say to yourself, wait a minute, that's not possible. A brick wall? Yes, electrons can do that. That's why we have lasers. That's why we have transistors. That's why we have the internet. That's why we have instantaneous telecommunications around the planet Earth. Now, Newton, observing this, would have said, nonsense. You cannot go through a brick wall. That's impossible. But hey, electrons do that, and that's called tunneling. Now, can humans tunnel? Well, in principle, yes. In principle, you can go to bed one day and wake up on the other side of a brick wall the next day. But quantum mechanics allows you to calculate the probability. Now, for electrons, it's rather high. Electrons do this all the time. That's why we have tunneling diodes. That's why we have transistors, lasers, and all the wonders in your living room. Electrons can tunnel right through a barrier, and while we, consisting of trillions upon trillions of electrons, we would take an enormous amount of time to do that. We give our PhD students the question, calculate the probability that you'll wind up on Mars tomorrow. It is a finite number, but you would have to wait longer than the lifetime of the universe for that to happen. In other words, electrons do it all the time. But humans, nope. We're simply too big. We're too big, we have too many atoms, and even though it's possible that you can tunnel through barriers according to the quantum principle allows you to calculate the size of tunneling, and it is really small for human beings. So to summarize, electrons do it all the time. Electrons can be two places at the same time. Electrons can zap right through barriers as if the barriers weren't there, and the probability of them doing that is rather high. We, on the other hand, are very big. Therefore, the probability that we'll wake up on Mars tomorrow is not zero, but very close to zero. So in other words, don't buy a ticket to Mars anytime soon. Okay, well, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Yes, Dr. Kaku, my name's Rennie. This is the best show on radio, by the way. Calling from Austin, Texas, listen on the internet. Just wondering, when you look back across the galaxy or to other galaxies using a telescope and you're searching for other planets, aren't you also looking back in time? And if so, by the time we got to a planet that we might find, isn't it possible it's not even there anymore? Because we're talking about thousands of light years sometimes. Couldn't the planet just not be there? So are we kind of just wasting our time? Thank you. Love your show.
Great question. Well, we're not wasting our time looking for life in outer space because, of course, the death of civilizations or the death of planets. The death of planets takes on a scale of millions and millions of years. And so we're talking about the fact that a civilization would be, it would be possible perhaps to make contact with them through the SETI project. But let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to talk about communicating with alien civilizations in outer space. So once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku, and this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call if you want to get on Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call it as the radio station or the internet site and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe you can get on national radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. He said the U.S. will deploy a special envoy to North Korea to help refocus efforts on getting the North to abandon its nuclear program. Moon Jae-in is only the second world leader to visit the White House in person since Biden was inaugurated.
It's a reflection of how much we value the 70-year alliance with the Republic of Korea and how essential we know the relations is to the United States, the future the Indo-Pacific region, and quite frankly, to the world.
President Moon said both leaders are pledging to work closely toward the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The White House and Republicans are now further apart on infrastructure after the White House lowered the cost of its plan from $2.3 trillion to $1.7 trillion. That's according to Senator Shelley Moore Capita's office. This is USA Radio News. One of the tallest buildings in southern China that shook earlier this week without any explanation has now been closed. The owner of the 71-story SEG Plaza in Shenzhen told everyone to stay out of the tower. He said they're trying to do inspection work to find out why the tower was shaking. The wobbling only lasted for a few minutes, while 15,000 people inside the building were panicking. Officials are having a difficult time finding the cause of the shaking. So far, earthquakes and structural damage have been ruled out. Scientists say a giant iceberg known as A76, which broke off from Antarctica a few weeks ago, won't melt right away. It measures 106 miles long, but is only 15 miles wide and is 1,600 square miles. It's now drifting into the South Atlantic. They say it could take several years before it crumbles and melts away. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, we had a call before the commercial break, and that is, when you look in the heavens, aren't you looking into the past? Because, of course, light travels at a finite speed, and therefore it takes time for light to reach your eyeball. And if a planet is thousands of light years away, it means that the light you are seeing is actually thousands of years old. And you're absolutely right. When you look in the constellation Andromeda, there's a little smudge there that you can see by binoculars or on a clear day. That's the Andromeda galaxy. That is the farthest object you can see with the unaided eye. It is a galaxy 2 to 4 million light years from the planet Earth. So you're looking at Andromeda as it was 2 to 3, 4 million years ago. And is it possible that civilizations can rise and fall on that time scale? And the answer is yes. Because after all, our civilization, modern science, is only 300 years old. We didn't have much of a civilization 5,000, 10,000 years ago. We had the Ice Age back then, so we didn't have much of a civilization to talk about back then. So can civilizations rise and fall on that period of time? Yes. But should we still look for them? Yes. because who knows, maybe we'll encounter a civilization that hasn't blown itself up or hasn't been wiped out by an asteroid, and we can then perhaps communicate with them. So in other words, the night sky is a time machine. If you had really good eyes, eyes made out of, let's say, microwave towers, you could actually pick up the farthest object in the universe. The farthest object out there is the Big Bang itself, Genesis, the creation of the universe itself. We have devices, microwave devices, that are so accurate, we can go back 13 billion light years into the past. And what kind of radiation was there back then? The radiation of the Big Bang itself. We have photographed it. We have baby pictures of the infant universe when it was about 300,000 years of age. And so you're right. Looking into outer space is looking into the past. But it's still worthwhile because of the fact that there could be billions, billions of planets in our own galaxy, in our own backyard, that have Earth-like planets in them. We know that 4,000 planets have already been identified by the Kepler telescope in outer space. And in addition to that, we have a census of the galaxy. On average, every single star that you see at night, on average, every single star has a planet going around it. And roughly 20% of them have Earth-like planets going around them, meaning that the probability of another civilization out there is, I think, near 100%. Now, of course, I don't know for sure, but I think that within this century, because we're zeroing in on so many planets now, we will probably make contact with another civilization in outer space. I think sometime in this century, we will make contact with another advanced civilization. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Yes, this is David, WMKT in Michigan. My question is, if a black hole has so much gravity that even light can't escape, why did the Big Bang happen? What caused so much gravity to explode? I don't understand I just don't understand why so much gravity would allow the explosion.
Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And maybe your thoughts will be heard on over 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Give us a call and ask a question about this great universe of ours.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right. You can give us a call and get right to us. The number to call is 612-564-8135. When you hear the beep, leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Maybe you're having dinner one day with your kids and your kids ask you a homework question that leaves you stumped. What do you do? Well, why not put them on radio? Why not give them the experience of being able to ask a question? Because on Science Fantastic, everything is fair game. Everything is fair game on Science Fantastic. So we had a question coming in. Well, gravity is attractive. We know that things attract each other. Newton's laws of gravity are so accurate that we can send a space probe right through the rings of Saturn. That's how accurate Newton's laws of motion are. So gravity is attractive, but the universe is expanding, which seems to defy the fact that gravity is attractive. So what's causing that? Well, it turns out that if you look at Einstein's equation, there is a missing term. That is the energy of empty space. In other words, even empty space has a certain amount of energy associated with it. This is called dark energy. We can even compute it. And dark energy is repulsive. It's very weak, but on a scale of galaxies, it builds up. And the larger empty space is, the more gravity, anti-gravity there is. Dark energy is anti-gravitational. It pushes galaxies apart. So gravity pushes things in, but anti-gravity, that is dark energy, pushes things out. And which is winning? At the present time, it is dark energy. In fact, and this is kind of a shock, we thought that the universe was slowing down. Every textbook says that the universe is expanding, but we thought it was slowing down. Well, we've done better measurements of it now, and we find out that the universe is actually accelerating. It's speeding up. It's going faster and faster. It's in a runaway mode. And so some people call this the Big Rip. So there are several scenarios for the universe. One is the Big Crunch. That is, the universe expands, stops, and then collapses on itself, and then bangs again, perhaps. Okay, that's one possibility. That's called the Big Crunch, or the oscillating universe. The other possibility is that there's a bang and just keeps on going. And that's called the Big Freeze. Because the universe keeps on expanding, it gets colder and colder and colder, and it doesn't stop. But there's something in between called the inflationary universe, and the universe seems to be in inflationary mode. That is, it's expanding extremely rapidly, so rapidly that even light itself will be outraced by the fast-moving universe. And so it means that we'll probably hit the big freeze a lot sooner than we thought. Now, to be fair, these experiments are done with today's telescopes. Maybe in the future, dark energy could subside. We don't know. This is a big question. One of the big questions facing cosmology is, if the universe right now is headed toward a big rip, as they call it now, the big rip, when will we reach the big rip? Can it be reversed? Or are we doomed to freeze when the universe itself dies? This is one of the big questions facing cosmology. Are we doomed? Now, in the 1930s, there was this famous British mathematician, Bertrand Russell, who wrote one of the most depressing paragraphs ever written in the English language. He said, and I paraphrase, "For all the triumphs and tears that humanity has shed, it's all for nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's all useless because we're all going to die when the sun dies. It's a law of physics that the sun will use up its fuel and the earth will die as a consequence. It's all for nothing." Well, today we laugh at that because today we have rocket ships. They didn't have rocket ships back in the 1930s. With rocket ships, we can, of course, perhaps go to a distant planet and where it's warmer because, of course, the sun expands, or perhaps even another solar system. Well, let's take a short commercial break and continue our discussion with listener phone calls. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio and the internet to ask your question. Give us a call.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, let me say thank you for all those people out there that picked up a copy of my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. You, the listeners, sailed on to the bestseller list, in fact, several bestseller lists, the Amazon list, and the independent bookstores list. So thank you so much. And of course, I'll try to answer some of the questions that I get in the email, a whole box full of questions I'll try to answer. But first, let me answer the previous question. The previous question had said something paradoxical, and that is the universe is expanding. That's called the Big Bang Theory. We have tons of evidence that the universe is expanding. The stars are moving away from us, not toward us. But on the other hand, there is the fact that gravity is attractive. So how can gravity be compatible with the Big Bang if gravity is attractive, but the universe is expanding? Well, the answer is there's another factor in Einstein's equation. It is the energy of nothing. That is, even the vacuum of space has anti-gravitational properties, which we can actually measure. And so the galaxies are being pushed apart by the gravitational repulsion of dark energy. And so then the question is, does this mean that the universe is eventually going to die as a consequence of that? Well, we also have something called the second law of thermodynamics. The second law of thermodynamics says that in a closed system, like a refrigerator or a box, everything wears down, everything gets colder, everything rots, dies, falls apart. In other words, death is inevitable. That's the second law of thermodynamics. Now, applied to the universe, that means that the universe could possibly have a big freeze where trillions of years from now, everything is frozen, temperatures reach near absolute zero, so everything is for naught. That is, the universe is doomed by the laws of physics. The laws of physics are a death warrant to the universe. But there's an escape clause, an escape hatch. Notice that I said that in a closed system, everything eventually rusts, falls apart, decays, and dies. In a closed system. But what happens if the universe is not closed? What happens if it's open? That is, let's say there's a wormhole out there, a gateway to another universe. Then it means that perhaps we don't necessarily have to die because there's an escape hatch. We can create an interdimensional lifeboat that will take us to another universe. And this is, again, well within the laws of physics, but of course it would take a very advanced civilization to do it. But it is well within Einstein's principles and laws to create a lifeboat, to leave our cold, dying universe, to enter a universe that's a lot warmer, and, of course, start all over again and mess up that universe as well. We've done a pretty good job messing up this universe, and then we'll have another universe to mess up as well. Well, of course, this is something for trillions of years into the future. We don't have to worry about this anytime soon. So you don't have to lose any sleep over the fact that the universe is dying at the present time. Just realize that we have billions of years to go before we have to worry about any of these things. And by the way, let me now answer some questions that I get from listeners out there. You've emailed me quite a few times, and let me just try to answer some of the questions that have been emailed to me. One question concerns how practical this theory of everything is. I mean, can I get better color television from the theory of everything? Can I get better rocket ships? Of what use is the theory of everything? Well, in the short term, the answer is nothing. Because each solution of a theory of the universe is a universe. And so it's not going to give you better color television. It's not going to give you better internet reception. No. But it is a theory of universes. So we can answer questions like, what happened before the Big Bang? Or if the universe is expanding, what is it expanding into? Or is there a white hole at the other end of a black hole? All these questions cannot be answered using Einstein's theory. We have to get a more advanced theory, and that's where string theory comes in. String theory allows you to calculate the stability of wormholes. It allows you to show whether or not they are actually real or realizable, if, of course, you are a Type 3 civilization capable of harnessing the Planck energy. So again, this is not for us, but maybe an advanced civilization has already harnessed this power, in which case they use it to go back and forth between galaxies. Who knows for sure? And then another email that I sometimes get is, string theory has a defect, they say, and that is it has an infinite number of solutions. So which solution is our universe? Otherwise, it has no predictive power. Well, you have to realize something about physics. How many solutions are there to any equation? Usually, the answer is infinite, depending upon what you started with. Take Newton's laws of motion. How many solutions are there? An infinite number, given the fact that you start with a pebble, a rock, a rocket ship, a boulder, whatever. You have to tell me the initial conditions, that I have a rock, that I have a boulder, that I have a rocket traveling at X, Y, Z. So you tell me the initial conditions, then Newton's laws will tell you the future. That's how it works. Now, a theory of the universe, any theory of the universe, has an infinite number of solutions. You have to tell me how it started. Once you tell me how it started, then I could say for sure the theory predicts the future. So that's how it works. So any theory of everything has an infinite number of solutions. Well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, or go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Go to my Facebook site. We have 4.5 million fans on Facebook, but go to my website to find out what I'm up to. mkaku.org is the address, mkaku.org. Good day.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.